Welcome back. Hour number two. I want to tell you about our friends at Urban Nirvana and UrbanNirvana.com. She put up with you all this football season. You went to every game. You went to all the road games. She tailgated and did all the stuff for you. Man, you want to pay her back somehow, some way? Have a great plan for you. Well, you can click on UrbanNirvana.com. There is a green tab on the left-hand side that said Purchase Gift Cards. You click on it, and she will love it. The day spa, the massages, the facials, the waxings, get rejuvenated mind, body, and spirit by going there. The salon with the cut and color and styling and waxing, they'll take care of that. All the different packages. And you can do this if you know someone in Charleston or Columbia or Greenville or any of those places. My wife loves it. It is my, I don't have to go to jail often. It's my get out of jail free card, but I do it just because I love her and everything's great. Just want to tell her I appreciate her so much. Valentine's Day specials, Urban Nirvana, UrbanNirvana.com. Whew, that's a busy hour. Tony Morrell, 8:05.
805.
Talk some South Carolina football. He was kind enough to move back a day for us. Tomorrow, Paul Strelow, who I saw again in Santa Clara, California. I got to stop running to Strelow in all these college football playoff games. You like the Sports Illustrated covers? There's two Sports Illustrated covers that are out now.
Yeah, ain't a bad one.
Like seeing that a little bit. That's really cool. Your thoughts on... Oh. Didn't do this. I didn't do the final USA Today poll. Let me get to Delvin before I do. He's been hanging on forever. And then we'll get our USA Today poll final. Tell him where your favorite team besides Clemson finished up. Hey, good morning, Delvin. Thanks for hanging on, my friend. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How you doing this morning, man?
Blessed. Very blessed.
A couple things. I want to get your take. What do you think about Jim Chaney going from Georgia back to Tennessee as that new offensive coordinator? It's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
I'll let you take this out there. What do you think about Cliff Kingsbury now, head coach in the NFL? He got fired at Texas Tech, but now head coach in the NFL. I'll get your ass out up there. So thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, Devin. Have a great day. Second question first. Kingsbury, he pulled the Scott Leffler. He fell up.
This is the Patrick Mahomes effect. Make no mistake about that.
Yeah, that's how he got that one.
Yeah.
But he fell up. He's getting a lot of flack from Southern Cal fans or from some of the national people about doing it. Look, you can say, well, he backed out on the job. But nah, come on, man. Sometimes circumstances and timing change sometimes. He did the right thing for him and his family. But, yeah, this is Patrick Mahomes. Got him that job, no doubt about that. But that's crazy that you're not good enough for Texas Tech, but you're good enough for the NFL. It's crazy to think about. The second one about Jim Chaney, for the life of me, I just can't get this one. At Georgia, you got the best offensive line in the country coming in, and or in the last next year, couple of years, and you did that building, turning around. You got Jake Fromm, you got Zeus, Zamir White. You got all these great players all around. You got DeAndre Swift coming back, and you want to go to a rebuild at Tennessee. I mean, for the life of me, I don't get Jim Chaney leaving to go to University of Tennessee. And they're talking about maybe others leaving too. Kind of crazy.
Who else is going to leave?
Yes, sir. Sam Pittman. Maybe. Dogs 247 site. Early candidates for UGA offensive coordinator opening. James Coley, who's currently on the staff. Major Applewhite. Jay Johnson from Colorado. Larry Fedora. Matt Canada. And Mike Sanford. Sanford's from Utah State. Some early offensive coordinator candidates. Kirby Smart's got a little adversity. Got a bunch of juniors leaving and got some coaches now that are leaving. South Carolina's going to have some coaches leaving. We'll ask Tony about some two openings in the South Carolina staff. We'll get to that a little bit. Mr. Orr 24 on the USA Today final poll. The coaches poll came out after we went off the air yesterday.
It always works out that way.
Yep. We did have the AP poll on them. Number 25, Mississippi State. This is the final poll from the coaches poll for this year.
Okay.
Mississippi State 25, Boise State 24, Cincinnati 23, West Virginia 22, Utah State 21, Army number 20. Brave old Army team. 19.
Where's Navy?
Northwestern Navy is in the bottom 10. Right?
Oh.
19, Northwestern. 18, Fresno State. 17, Penn State. 16, A&M. 15, Syracuse. Michigan, 14. Wisconsin, 13. Central Florida, 12. Kentucky, 11. Washington State 10, Texas 9, Georgia 8, LSU 7. 6 was Florida. So Florida finished ahead of Georgia. Texas finished behind Georgia. Notre Dame 5, Oklahoma 4, Ohio State 3, Alabama 2, and Clemson 1. We spent most of yesterday talking about Clemson and this and taking phone calls. Still want to hear from you. If you made your way back, your thoughts on the trip, your thoughts on if you went to the last night's Welcome Home Festival, we'll take phone calls on that. Send us a text or tweet on that as well. But we spent yesterday talking about Clemson. The national media spent yesterday talking about Alabama. Mr. War 24, do you have any thoughts about Alabama and what you saw from Nick Saban's side? We didn't spend a whole lot of time on them yesterday.
I'm a little curious about the postgame stuff, some of the comments that have been made in the hours after the game now. It doesn't seem like there's been a whole lot of credit given towards the Clemson program.
Yeah.
More or less a failure on the Alabama side of things. Is that just the norm now? Is that what people say?
Yeah.
Or is this a bit of a slight?
Well, look, who cares about the slight? 44-16, is you can't slight that. Remember, Clemson fans were upset with Brian Kelly for not giving the Tigers credit. It wasn't, you know, hey, it wasn't that much of a difference in the two teams. Jake Bentley was not that much difference, if at all. The opponent's not going to give you credit anymore. That's, we don't have humility. We think that we're invincible. We build these gladiators up to think that there's no way they could lose any game ever. When they lose, it's something we did wrong. And one of the hardest things in the world to do is give the other fella credit. But no, you can't. You're not going to get credit for them. You know what I haven't done yet? I've not watched the replay yet. Mm-hmm. And I've not gone to any of the Bama websites yet. So I'll try to do some of that today and kind of get a little bit of a feeling from that. But no, you're not going to get credit anymore. Empire State Building was lit up in honor of Clemson last night. Boy, orange and purple in the Big Apple. That's pretty doggone cool. You don't see that, but every couple of years. Well, you see it 2 out of 3 years now if you're Clemson. It's been 2 long years, but it's finally coming home. I think someone ought to do that Saturday. Did you see the billboard in Cartersville, Georgia for Trevor Lawrence?
I did see that.
With a Trevor. Congratulations, Trevor, with his picture with the O being a tiger paw. That's pretty doggone cool. I was asked on a personal tweet about a personal text about the playoffs for next season if you're making plans. Too early to make those, but Atlanta is one of the playoff spots in Scottsdale or Phoenix, Glendale, Arizona. Fiesta Bowl is one of the other ones. National championship game next year in Nollins. Of the things that Dabo Swinney has done now, the only things that he has not done so far, he's not won a Sugar Bowl yet at Clemson. Of course, that wouldn't be the Sugar Bowl next year. That'd be a national championship game. Sugar Bowl's before that. So you can't say that. And not been to the Rose Bowl yet, but that's only been a part of the playoff one time so far. There's still plenty, plenty, plenty more to achieve when all that is said and done. Also wanted to mention about the TV ratings. I mentioned it, but let me give you more details of those TV ratings. It is among cable's most watched television programs ever. 25.2 million people watched the national championship game so far, and those numbers will still keep coming in because of different ways to watch it. The mega cast presentation earns likely top 10 cable audience ever. And the viewership peaked at 28 million in the first half before Clemson ended up blowing Alabama out. There were different ways to watch it, streaming and all this kind of things. The viewership peaked at 27.8 million in the first half. The game's expected to be among the 10 highest ever, according to Nielsen. The ESPN digital platforms are up 10% over the championship Monday from the 4. And they've got all the ratings did very, very well. The New Year's Day 6 ratings, the college football playoffs, and the college football national championship stuff, about an average of about 15 million, and Clemson, Alabama peaked out at 27 or so million from that. 654 Roar Boogie is in Columbia, South Carolina. Hey, Boogie, first and foremost, how was Columbia, South Carolina yesterday?
Well, Mickey, I'll say this. It was great for me. I'll be honest, though. I think it was different than what I expected. There was a lot of sensible congratulations. You know, they still a couple that was saying that, well, you're not 28 points better than Alabama, and if you played them 10 times, and I'd cut them off right there and said, listen, we're not set up to play 10 times. We were set up to play one night, and yes, we were. We were 28 points better than them, so...
Oh, let me tell you something. Let me be very clear about this. I talked to Rodney Williams about this in the pregame. I talked to him in the postgame on the field, and I talked to him yesterday at the airport about this. Clemson coaches felt very confident going in this game that they felt they're the better team. And after watching those two teams, line them up and play again. I've got no problem. If they want to play tomorrow in the parking lot at Walmart, yep, we can line them up. They got enough stripes out there anyway. We can line them up and play out there.
Yeah. And you know, like I tell them, I said, it's looking like we play three SEC teams every year, and we're handling them pretty good. So, yes, we are. And that one night, we were 28 points better. So,
yeah,
you know, like I tell them, you know, we're not set up to play 10 times. We're set up to play that one game. Clemson showed up, and they did what they had to do.
Right, right. No doubt about that. No doubt.
But Mickey, I called because I just wanted to kind of give you another way to think on this Chaney hire or move you were talking about, and I got cousins that are in coaching. I've got friends that are in coaching still, and I'm gonna accredit it to the Nick Saban coaching tree, and I'm gonna tell you this why, because there's a rumor among coaches that Saban is like the worst to work for as an assistant because he is so demanding. Now, he's very successful, but as a college coach, you see it necessary to put yourself through it to get a faster track to a head coaching job. But, you know, if Kirby Smart is this Nick Saban clone, I mean, the apple can't fall far from the tree. So he's only been there a couple of years, so now's the time that you're going to start seeing if this really has an effect. You'll start seeing more leave, taking other opportunities, or maybe even getting head jobs. But, you know, I that's what I'm saying because, I got a cousin that's in coaching, and I heard another college coach who said he was on the Michigan State staff with Saban. And when he took the LSU job, they sent a plane back and said, hey, anybody want to come to LSU with me? Y'all get on the plane, Saban said, come on. And they just kind of looked around the room at one another, and nobody ever got up.
The pilots flew back by themselves, back to Baton Rouge. Flew back by themselves. Yeah.
And I heard the coach who was on the staff tell that myself, so I know it's a true story.
Yep.
So, you know, maybe that's what it is, man. Maybe, you know, and I think they're making a lot about the continuity on the Clemson staff, especially in the media. And, you know, I'm just glad we got the culture that we have and we're doing the things that we're doing the way we're doing it. And, you know, because behind the scenes, man, you know, coaching is a dirty business, and, you know, being around it, being a college player and stuff, you kind of see all aspects of it. So I'm going to just say, you know, look at Tennessee. You know, they didn't want Philip Fulmer as a head coach, but they want him as an AD. There's a reason for that. Because when it came to recruiting, he was one of the best, but he was one of the dirtiest in the business as well. So, you know, it's a lot of things with coaching, but I'm going to just attribute it to the Saban coaching tree. I'm going to just leave it at that. Maybe it's just a hard place to work. I don't know, but I'm just so glad to be a Tiger and glad that we got what we have up at Clemson. So I'd like to hear your thoughts on that as well, Mickey. Just want to give you another way to think on it.
Well, yeah, I appreciate the phone call, man. Thanks an awful lot. That's a good point. I said, and even like our guys on our flight last night were talking about it, to have – what Clemson has right now and how they have it and what they're doing, it really makes you appreciate what they're doing and how it's working out. Really great stuff there. And I don't see that changing anytime soon. You know, Mr. Or24, we don't give birthday shout-outs.
No, we don't do that.
We would never do that here on the show. But only if you turn 17 and only if your name is Eli Crow.
17 years old today, huh?
Yes.
Wow.
The big one, 7. Didn't know he was going to make it this. I've known Eli since he was a little tiny little fella.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw him again at the airport in Dallas the other day, and he's not a tiny fella anymore. So I'm not going to talk any trash to him because he looks like a big boy now. But as you know, Zach, what we'd like to do on the show is we'd like to congratulate him for being a Birthday boy, 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 birthday boy. 17, man.
Enjoy your new car today.
Oh, man. Great big old Lamborghini. Big Lambo.
Yep.
That's nice, man. It's a nice present for him. What would you get to be 17 years old again?
What I give?
I'd like to be 17 and know what I know now, though. Because we were talking about it yesterday. Boy, I was really smart when I was 17. I was smart when I was 35, but I was so stupid. Didn't know what in the world was going on. But anyway, great day for Eli. Good stuff. Chad and Anderson, hang on, man. I'm coming straight to you. I thought it was Chad in Columbia, but Chad, I'm coming to you. Speaking of 17, I want to look 17. I'm going to back to 30. I'm going to back 30 rejuvenation centers. Hey, guys. Injectable treatments, the Botox stuff, the all the Juvederm stuff they do, the non-surgical procedures they do, the skin pins and derma sweeps, the dermaplaning, the microblading, the thread lifts, all that stuff happens. The cool sculpting, body sculpting stuff they have to take care of the maybe a love handle here, or maybe a man boob here or there. Back to 30 is awesome. Hormone replacement stuff they do. Guys, get some consultation with them. Give them 5 minutes. They're going to give you back 10 years. You're going to look great. You're going to feel great. It's back to 30. Rejuvenation Centers, back to 30.com. One other quick note. My wife talks about the Bob Iback stuff, and this is really, really cool. She says, as an assistant principal, I see how much the love the extra yards for teachers donates gives. This is real world, real life. She tells me this before. And how they choose, their donors choose the funding, and so many projects are chosen by these donors.
Sure.
And she said, if anyone gets those promotional cards they gave out at the game, if you don't know, or send them with your child to your children's teacher at your school, take care of that, because those are big. Even if, you know, I'm not sure what those values are, but that really, really helps them. And also, if you don't know where to go, she says 6 Mile Elementary is a great place to send those. But if you don't have children, but that is, they'd recognize those teachers. They really do walk the walk. They have two different times. They applaud the teachers at the game. Then they have their national teachers by each state. Then they name their national teacher. They do it all throughout the game. And and Bob made a great point. These teachers all across this country are buying out of their own pocketbooks stuff that for the classroom, not to mention when you know, sometimes they donate to the kids and family, stuff like that. But just for the classrooms, just little stuff that he needs in classrooms. So the extra yard stuff is amazing. It's a great project. And if you went to the game and you got those cards and everything, give those, take care of those, give those back. Cool stuff. We're going to take a short break. We'll come back. I'd love to hear from you. Did you go last night to the welcome the team back? Or if you're just getting back from California, I want to hear about your experience. A short break. More of your phone calls right after this.
At Sphinx, we know it's hard to get going on cold winter mornings. We'll make it easier with hot coffee and real Southern Fried Chicken biscuits. They're bigger, fluffier, and made fresh all day. Swing by your neighborhood Sphinx to fill up and warm up.
Sphinx, making life easier.
Breakfast available at select locations.
Get ready. It's time. Time for the South Carolina International Auto Show. January 11th through the 13th at the Greenville Convention Center. See hundreds of the hottest new cars, trucks, SUVs, luxury vehicles, and more, all in a non-selling environment. Test drive vehicles right at the show. You can't do that online. Kids even have their own test drive area, courtesy of Citgo, our official fuel sponsor. It's the South Carolina International Auto Show, the 11th through the 13th. Discounts available at the UPS store, Sphinx, or go to SouthCarolinaAutoShow.com.
Looking for the perfect gift for someone on your list? Grab them a 2019 Twin Peaks calendar for just $15.99, featuring more than 80 Twin Peaks girls from around the country. The Timber Lodge Hideaway does not disappoint. Come check out what we've been up to this year. Available for purchase in-store and online at TwinPeaksRestaurant.com/shop. Get your Twin Peaks calendar and grab a 29-degree draft at Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road in Greenville.
It's bow time at Bojangles. Get a two-piece chicken dinner for just $3.99.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did it become okay for men to be lazier, softer, fatter? We need to bring the men of this country back to greatness with Ageless Male Max, a patent-pending formula with an ingredient that helps boost your total testosterone, promoting greater increases in muscle size and twice the reduction of body fat percentage than exercise alone. Plus, an amazing 64% increase in nitric oxide, which can be handy in the gym. and in the bedroom. Take your manhood to the max by trying your first 30-day bottle free. Not 10 days, not 15 days, but a full 30-day supply free. When you text the word EASY to 797979, just pay shipping and handling. Finally, a formula that boosts total testosterone. If your results with Ageless Male Max are too intense, please decrease use. For your free bottle, text EASY to 797979. Text EASY to 797979.
Anna here from Buddy's Automotive in Pendleton, your local family-owned and operated dealer and repair shop for 38 years. Do you want to sell your car? We will give you the fair market price for your vehicle on the spot, no matter the condition, model, or year. Get cash in hand the same day. Our process is fast and fair. Turn your old car into cash, whether you buy from us or elsewhere. Come in today and get an on-the-spot cash offer for your vehicle. 1040 North Mechanic Street in Pendleton, or you can give us a call at 864-646-3513.
J. Grady Randolph is hiring. Specializing in flatbed hauling since 1935, JGR has deep roots in the Carolinas and proudly supports the Clemson Tigers. Start your new career today by calling 864-761-4041. J. Grady Randolph offers competitive pay and free family health care coverage. Local and regional positions available. Call 864-761-4041 or get more information online at driveforjgr.com. That's driveforjgr.com.
All the sports from last night and everything you need going into today. It's the Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
I will do anything it takes to win.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Well, it's all.
Granger Nissan of Anderson, where inventory is everything. 453 vehicles on their two lots today. That stock market always changes. 453, home of the lifetime powertrain warranty. The proud partners of the Clemson Tigers at 3510 Clemson Boulevard. Nissan is technologically, they're amazing at what they do. The versatility in their lines, it is amazing. For seeing the years and years and years of the Altima and the Pathfinder and the Sentra and some of those are great. And then you come out with the Kicks and you come out with all the new cars, all the new designs that they have. They're staying ahead of the curve there. That's why Nissan's doing so well. You're going to find better deals than you can find at Granger Nissan of Anderson. Check them out online. Schedule a test drive online. Shop by payment online. View all the inventory of packages and colors online. And then go over and see the great folks. It's Granger Nissan of Anderson. 324-0650. 324-0650 is Granger Nissan of Anderson. .com had a text just came in about the experience in California, and Kyle from Tampa said, what a great experience. A little less stressful than the game in Tampa, meaning Clemson's margin of victory. Great stadium, pregame concert was awesome. Met Terrell Owens and talked with CJ Spiller. Delayed getting out of LAX right now, but totally worth the trip. Over 7,000 miles traveled for this game. My neighbors got back from LAX and sent out a Facebook tweet last night, or Facebook quote or post last night. Anybody know how to hotwire a UConn, because we left our keys in California? So hopefully they got that taken care of and back safe. But it's a lot of trouble getting out there, Zach. But I got to be honest with you, man, I was pleasantly surprised about California, Northern California at least. I thought it was beautiful.
You weren't out there for long. Did you have a good meal out there? Did you do anything like that? Or just game, hotel, sleep, show, back?
Honest to goodness, no meal and no sleep. Ate on the plane on the way out. Was too nervous to eat at the game. They had brisket and had mac and cheese and had, I did eat a little bit of mac and cheese, but didn't eat then, and then didn't sleep because of doing the show, staying up so late and then doing the show. And so, no, didn't eat, didn't sleep, but the people were very nice. The people were very friendly. You could tell that they were prepared for the tourism part of it, of knowing which train to get on, directions here and there. I thought they were very, very friendly.
Good.
I was, and the mountains, I mean, just beautiful mountains. The mountains are like grass covered, like green mountains rather than tree mountains like we have here. Tree covered mountains, maybe. A little bit different look there. Buddy said, or texter said, had my first In-N-Out burger. We'll take Rush's 100 times over 100. You know, I get the In-N-Out and Whataburger stuff.
What's Rush's?
Rush's is in Columbia. Oh. A little chili cheeseburger from Rush's. You know, a little Five Guys in there. And there's all kinds of great burgers around. So I don't think I have a monopoly on that. But if you're good, if you like it, you like it. Chad is in the Electric City of Anderson, South Carolina. Hey, good morning, Chad. Man, I appreciate you hanging on. How you doing?
Good morning, fellas. Man, how y'all feeling?
Like $1 million, like the president and rock star and a political leader. Feel like on top of the world.
I know you're feeling, man. I'll tell you this. The game the other night, I feel more emotion this time for the seniors that, you know, put in all that hard work to get the whole team and help the whole team as a unit to get where they were compared to 2 years ago. It was just the fact that that trophy was coming back home. I don't know if you feel the same way. So,
We talked about this chat the other day about we did a show on Monday, the day of the game, and Zach and I talked about how going into the game or coming out of the games of 15, 16, and 17, how you felt now, the same or different going into it. And one of the things, Zach, kind of rehearsed it for me, coming out of this one, how do you feel different compared to any of those other wins, including the 16 national championship?
16 was more fun. It was more enjoyable.
Really?
Yeah, oh yeah. I mean, this was fun. It's
because
great.
Of new or because of the last second win?
Because it's new and because of the last second win. This one was a blowout. This one was a beating. This is kind of a pump your ego kind of game. It was just different.
I think this game, to me, feels better because how Clemson imposed their will upon Alabama. And Clemson has now staked 2 out of 3, and the way they did it, Clemson, the last game felt like, oh, that was cute. Your cute little team won the national championship. Now it feels like you get the best football program in America.
Well, I've got a good friend that I was with the week before watching the Notre Dame game, and he unfortunately is an Auburn fan, and he just like a beat down child or something, because he's like, nobody will ever beat Alabama. Nobody will ever beat Alabama. And I think that was the greatest joy, was not only did we get the win this time, but I mean, we did it with, you know, just every bit of fierce, and showed them that it's not just going to be a last minute touchdown that it wins and anybody could have won, you know?
Yeah. That's what I think is the same way, is that, on top of that, Chad, here's why I think, and obviously Zach disagrees with me, here's why I think this is better. What we were told going into that game is that this was Nick Saban's best team, and that this was Alabama's best team ever. And this was what we were told by some of the pundits, were this is quite possibly the greatest football team in college football history. And Clemson beat them 44-16. That's why this seems more satisfying to me.
Well, that's all ESPN. That's you know, piping that down our throats. So, but when we got down there to the red zone the last minute, I was hoping they were going to bring Renfro in, do the wheelhouse play, do it like they did it 2 years ago. That would have been the greatest joy, to put the nail in the coffin the last minute and let Renfro have that glory. Mm. I mean, could you imagine? Mm.
Yeah.
But hey, what I was calling about was the Alabama side, and what where I think that they were struggling at is for me, the number one thing is they've got some great players, some true ballers on their team, but I really, really feel like the coaching carousel has finally caught up to them. I mean, when you see offensive, defensive coordinators in and out, you know, and I think it's just the family atmosphere that's missing there. I just think the carousel's finally caught up.
Well, you know, human resource people will tell you that the more turnover you have, because you think you get a good person in a job and you train that person for that, and then they get the experience in that job. Now, you want upper mobility and you want fresh ideas coming into your organization, and there are direct benefits of those things instead of stale groupthink. You get some new things going on. But they also said that every time there's a turnover, there's a risk because you don't know what you're getting. And it seems to me that for the first time I saw Nick Saban's team get outcoached, I mean, on all three aspects of the game. And maybe we're right that maybe it did catch up to him. The law of averages thinks it's going to catch up to you, and you don't are able to replace a great coach with another great coach.
Exactly. Well, go Tigers, man. Keep up the good work, guys.
Thank you. Thanks. Chad, appreciate the phone call. Makes sense? You follow me on that one, Zach? They've been lucky, not lucky. Nick Saban's a great coach to work for. It's a great program. You get great players. Turnover with players. Everybody has turnover with players. And so when you have better players and everybody else has the same turnover every single year, every single 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, whatever, that you know, when you continue to replenish with better players, that's how you win games. But when it comes to staff, and if they have a constant and you have a variable, that maybe your variable's better. But there's a chance every single time you have that variable that you introduce it that it might not be as good. And I think that's what happened. Have you ever seen Nick Saban get outcoached and his staff get outcoached the way they got outcoached Monday night?
No, you haven't seen that.
What in the Sam Hill carnation was that fake field goal call? Of all the, you're better off leaving Tua in the game and let the offense throw a slant or something, right?
Mm-hmm.
Than a bulky, a non-athletic, slow, thick-ankled white kid try to take a snap and run behind the line against a kick-safe defense?
As your kicker, as your lead blocker?
Then, I don't know what in the Sam Hill carnation that fourth down call on the goal line with Tua running a quarterback sweep. What the heck was that about? On top of that, two things. Rodney told me yesterday that after the game was over that the defensive staff and Venables and some of the defensive assistants, support staff were talking about how they knew that call was coming, that they had seen it on film on fourth down or seen it in short yards or two-point conversion, whatever, that you see some of that mm-hmm. in his past. And then I think I might have told you that Saban, Jeff Scott mentioned this, that Venables had gone back and studied a fake field goal that Saban ran in 2002. How about that? 2002?
That was the field goal?
No, I don't want to show that was a field goal, but that goes to show you how thorough those guys are, that he was studying all the way back 2002 and all the fake plays. Just brilliant stuff there. Steve is up next, 654-ROAR. Good morning, Steve. How you doing?
Good. How are you guys?
We're great. Blessed.
Hey, so first on the burger situation there, I thought the same thing about In-N-Out Burger the first time I went. And then when I went back, I got the fries animal style. Life-changing. Changed the whole complexity of the meal.
All right, I'll just it's very important. Fries anyway, are very important.
Extremely. But one thing, you kind of just touched on it a couple minutes ago. I heard in the press conference at the end of, at the end there, Dabo Sweeney said something about how it was great that they had beaten Notre Dame and Alabama, and then said, who would have thunk it, little old Clemson. Can we just finish, like, this whole little old Clemson thing? It is the worst false narrative I've ever heard. All I got to do is drive out. They got the best facilities in the country, best players. No wonder everybody wants to go there. It's not little old Clemson. I mean, this is not Presbyterian College winning a national championship. This isn't even Butler making it to the Final Four of basketball. I mean, Clemson has arrived and has been arrived. The infrastructure was there. They just needed to fix up some of the pipes and some of the roads. I mean, it is a true Southern football school.
Yeah, anybody who thinks or says that has been under a rock for the last 25 years. So that's an uneducated view of where Clemson is right now, because when you recruit against them and they're top five recruiting every year, when you look at the NFL and you see the millions of dollars and you look at the Nick Costa ball playoffs, anybody who has that, man, you're ignorant, to be honest with you.
Wait, which way are you saying? I'm confused.
Dabo says this.
No.
Dabo plays his narrative on purpose.
Dabo plays that on the chip on your shoulder card.
Yeah.
But that's to motivate Chip on the shoulder, not look, Dabo knows this. Dabo knows. What you think when he brings a recruit in, he goes, man, look at these little old town, little old facilities. We ain't got nothing here.
No.
He knows he's got the best. He knows he's got the best staff. Look at old little Brent Venables. He don't know anything about football.
But I think he 100% sells the fact that it's different and it's a smaller town, and he embraces that.
But not small town does not mean – look, Tuscaloosa's not a big place.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean, small town doesn't mean, little old Clemson means your program, not your the size of your city.
And then yeah, he uses it sarcastically to try to do this chip on the shoulder thing. But
right. Roy busts a chip on your shoulder.
It just, it isn't the case anymore.
No.
And I agree with you guys. I think the guys, I mean, the thing they got going there is incredible, and all the credit to him and to the people around him. But I don't know. I just be proud of what you built, you know? Like,
yeah.
I can't stand the whole aw shucks mentality. Kind of, I don't know, maybe it's the Yankee in me coming out. It kind of wears me thin a little bit.
But
just
I tell you, what it is, though, Steve. It's a little bit of humility, which, you know, it goes a long way in some people's minds, too. And it's a little bit of it. All of it plays into a scheme and a plan. And he can't keep expectations down anymore because all coaches want to keep expectations at a minimal. But that won't happen anymore. But what they sell and the brand they sell, it's kind of part of it a little bit, that we are different. It is a family. It is a smaller place. There aren't any distractions here. I get what Zach's saying because they do sell the positive part of that. I think you see the negative part of it, but I think they try to sell the positive part. Does that make sense?
No, it makes sense. It does beg the question, though, and then I'll take the comments off the air. But everybody talks about how genuine the guy is. If what you're saying is true, is that he knows that he's just playing it up, but that's not what he's saying to the players. Is that really that genuine? So
yeah, anyway, because that's not how you measure how genuine someone is. That's not even close to that. Anybody, I know the enemy would never believe it because you're going to go with your, I keep talking about it before, your preconditioned thoughts. But genuine is exactly what he is. What you see is what you get, exactly what he is. But because he tries to use a brand or a marketing a certain way, to sell it. No, not at all. Let's take a break. My friend Lance is checking in. He said he has a great story coming up. So we'll get to that about a trip out there as well. I'm having lunch with Engineered Sleep folks tomorrow. I can't wait to tell you more about their beds. I think one of the things that we talk about is it's always about going over and getting your mattress, you know, tested there. Look, if you're listening to us in Charleston or Columbia or LAX right now or wherever you're at right now, wherever you're living, they can ship these mattresses to you. They can, you describe about what you want and you can get a mattress made specifically for you. The mattresses, the quality, there's no cutting corners. I didn't know how mattress companies, major manufacturers cut corners until I got with the great friends at Engineered Sleep and learned more about the quality of having this kind of mattress made right here, not sitting around warehouses and collecting dust. So if you want to order them online, that's the biggest part of the business. Now, we're lucky to have them here. If you're living in Greenville, living in the upstate, go by and see them, man. It's an advantage of doing that. But look, engineersleep.com, they can walk you through the process and teach you how to order a mattress. I didn't know how to do that. Engineered Sleep, Congaree Road in Greenville, engineersleep.com. One more open phone line segment. Tony Morrell at 805. Much more from you right after this.
Clemson Nation celebrates.
This ball game is over.
Your Clemson Tigers are the 2019 national champions.
They come to California and strike gold.
All season long.
Etienne cuts it to the 15, he's at the 10, and the 5, stays on his feet, headed for the end zone, and in.
Every great play.
Under pressure, they got him at second, at the 9-yard line.
Every victory in this historic season.
Oh, what a play for the Clemson defense.
Right here on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Clemson once again paints the college football world orange.
The Clemson Tigers, first ever 15-0 team in modern history. National champions.
Clemson downs Alabama 44-16 to win their second national championship in 3 years.
Congratulations from the Clemson Tigers Network.
Congratulations to Dabo Swinney and the Clemson Tigers for winning the third national championship. You caught it all right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Vehicles repairs can be a painful experience, but don't let them be. The experts at My Garage are here to treat your vehicle like the major investment it is. Call today to make your appointment at 633-5800 or visit us at 551 Old Greenville Highway in Clemson.
Great road trips start at State Credit Union, where you'll enjoy having no car payments for up to 90 days. And with rates as low as 2.24% APR on new cars, this is a great time to buy. Plus, applying for your new car loan is fast and easy. Call, click, or stop by any of the 20 branches of State Credit Union today. Learn more online at scscu.com. That's scscu.com. State Credit Union, taking members where they want to go. Certain terms and conditions apply. Rates, conditions, and programs are subject to change without notice. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
Quark here for Hendrick Honda Easley. I've owned my Accord for several years, and I can tell you a Honda's the way to go. Hendrick Honda Easley has been in business 25 years, offering their customers a fair, fast, easy, and transparent experience. After you've purchased your new or pre-owned vehicle from Hendrick Honda Easley, believe me, their staff from service to finance is behind you 100%. See Hendrick Honda Easley online at HendrickHondaSC.com or in person at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway.
Life can be complicated from time to time. If you need a local attorney, Nick Lavery will help you navigate any issue, whether it's criminal, personal injury, or if you need help with a residential or commercial real estate closing. With over 19 years of experience and a former state prosecutor, Nick knows the law. The office of Smith, Jordan, and Lavery is conveniently located in downtown Clemson. Ready to win? Call Nick today at 864-654-3680 for your free consultation today.
It happens every time. When a hailstorm hits, there's an increase of people who want to take your money for roof repairs. Problem is, many of them are just trying to take advantage of you and don't really know what they're doing. Gilstrap Roofing has been around for decades. Trust Gilstrap Roofing to handle the repairs and deal with the insurance. Just because someone knocks on your door with a card that says they're a roofer doesn't mean they'll do quality work at a reasonable price. Call Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did it become okay for men to be lazier, softer, fatter? We need to bring the men of this country back to greatness with Ageless Male Max, a patent-pending formula with an ingredient that helps boost your total testosterone, promoting greater increases in muscle size and twice the reduction of body fat percentage than exercise alone. Plus, an amazing 64% increase in nitric oxide, which can be handy in the gym and in the bedroom. Take your manhood to the max by trying your first 30-day bottle free. Not 10 days, not 15 days, but a full 30-day supply free. When you text the word EASY to 797979, just pay shipping and handling. Finally, a formula that boosts total testosterone. If your results with Ageless Male Max are too intense, please decrease use. For your free bottle, text EASY to 797979. Text EASY to 797979.
Edwards Auto Sales in Walhalla has the area's best prices on new Ford trucks, cars, and SUVs. In business for over 50 years, shop Edwards Auto Sales for all your automotive needs.
All the sports from last night and everything you need going into today. It's the Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Join me in being present at the birth of a great adventure.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Hit me with the horn, 20! Keep making noise! Keep making noise! Yeah!
Hey, first class, halt. If you have a Honda, Acura, Lexus, or Toyota, they want to service your car. They want to be there for you. You're going to love them. If you live in the Kiwi area, they have free pickup. If you work in Anderson area or the Greenville area, they've got the shuttles to take you back and forth. That's one of the you get rid of the inconvenience of not having your vehicle rather than sitting there. If it's not going to be long and you can afford to do it, sit in their beautiful waiting rooms. Man, they've got waiting rooms for families, waiting rooms for individuals. You're going to love all that. They're going to be honest up front. I trust these great men and women with what they do with my car, that you're going to trust them as well. Specials on their website every single month. Specials this month, extreme cold winter specials on a service that includes helping you not being stranded by freezing cold temperatures, and a 32-point safety inspection for only $69.95. You can see all the details of that online. $25 off brake pad replacement, a rotor resurfacing on front of rate beer pads right now, and do it at First Class Halt. These are good people. They're honest people. And if you have a Honda, Acura, Lexus, or Toyota in Anderson or in Greenville, check them out online. It's First Class Halt. Com. I want to hear from you about some stories, and my friend Lance checks in with us. Good morning, Lance. How you doing this morning?
Hey, good morning, Mickey. How you doing, man?
Great. I've known you for years. First time you made the phone call, man. I can't wait to hear from you, but I hope you and your family, hope everybody's doing well.
Everybody's doing great. I just got a quick story for you. Right. My voice is cracking up because it's still kind of hoarse from the game. But I was at the house at 8 o'clock Saturday night. And, you know, I just retired from South Point High School and coached football there. And I got really sentimental, and I wanted to send an email out to just as many people, you know, in the South Point program as I could about Darion Kendrick, DK, and BT Potter. And I'm doing a temporary vice principal job right now at a middle school. So that gave me access to all those emails again. And I put about 250 people on there. And just wrote this nice little letter, you know, kind of just showing our appreciation of those two young men and everything they did for South Point. And now these two young men are playing in the national championship. And the more I wrote, the more sentimental I got, the more sentimental and the more emotional I got. And my wife walks in from shopping, and I'm sitting on the couch, and I'm bawling like a baby. I was just crying. She said, what are you doing? And I said, Laura, I said, you know, I've been to all these semifinal games, the national championships. We finally got two kids from South Point that are playing in the national championship. And I'm going to be sitting on my butt here in Chester and not going to the game. And she said, go. She said, do what you got to do. I got to go across the street to see my parents for a minute to take them something. She said, when I get back, just go. Don't worry about it. And the reason I wasn't going is financially, I'll be honest with you, you know, I was just exhausted, my financials from going to all these other Clemson games over the last few years because we make vacations out of them, go for 5 and 6, 7 days. So she got back and she said, well, I said, I got a flight. I said, I don't have a ticket. I don't have a hotel. I fly to Greenville tomorrow morning at 5:15. She said, I'll take you, drop you off. Man, I was so happy I went. It was a trip of a lifetime. What, about 50 hours in California, didn't know I was going until really have everything honestly done until about 10 o'clock. And I know all the Clemson fans feel the same way I do. Mine was a last-minute thing, man, but I'm so glad I went.
That's awesome to hear. And it sounds like, besides the championship, besides all, it sounds like you just have an unbelievable wife to let you go and do all that.
I swear, man. She, I wish she could have gone too, but she's a teacher and we couldn't afford for two of us to go.
Well,
so I was the lucky one, sir.
Well, and I know, just from talking to you and talking to the folks close to your program, what DK, and I always go DK and BT, those two initials were a big, big part of it and a big part of it. It was nice for Alabama after losing to them in 15 and Kendrion Drake's big kickoff return. Kenyon Drake's doing that against Clemson to see, them starting at the 25 yard line all night long.
Yeah, I know. He caught one there about the 9 yard line, and I was like, God, man, let him run it. I wanted so bad to see, you know, to see him do something special. And but you know, hey, he's going to make his mark on Clemson over the next 3 years, and we know BT will as well. And just so proud of those two young men, and glad we got some South Point Stallions over there in Death Valley.
Y'all did a great job. Tell us, folks, keep sending them over our way for sure, because we enjoy watching those guys win those national championships.
All right, Mickey. And by the way, I want to tell Zach there that Mickey was a heck of a baseball player when he was young. I know as he got older, he probably was too, but I played Little League Baseball with him, and he was like a little Manny Machado, man. He was aggressive. He was awesome when he was a little kid playing. So
you know what it was?
I want to give that shout out to you.
It was, and you were a great player because we had great coaching. Your dad was a great coach for all those years. We took the good coaching really well.
Well, man, hey, you just said it, Mickey. I was the coach's son. I went with the crap.
Hey, man, great to hear from you. Great story. That's awesome. Congratulations, and love to keep hearing from you. Keep texting me, man. Love hearing from you.
Okay, y'all take care.
All right, buddy. A couple of South Point Stallions.
Well, look at you being pumped up a little bit this morning.
No.
The Manny Machado of Columbia, South Carolina.
Yeah, I had a better attitude than Manny. Donna is up next. Hey, Donna, I really appreciate you hanging on so long. How you doing this morning?
I'm great. How are you?
Fantastic. Couldn't be better.
Great. Hey, I just had a quick story from the game, or actually from yesterday in the airport, that I wanted to share with you guys.
All right.
We were on an elevator, a packed elevator, in the airport after returning the rental car, and the doors opened, and there was not any room. There were a couple of Alabama fans waiting to get on, and so they said, y'all go on ahead. We'll wait for the next one. And the wife said, well, actually, we're here waiting on the Roy bus. So we'll catch up with y'all later.
You know, I saw some of those memes that people had about the Roy buses and all that stuff. There is a great T-shirt out now of I think Tigertown Graphics has a T-shirt about the Roy bus and all that kind of stuff. So much like BYOG, boy Dabo, he just keeps coming up with gold, doesn't he?
Yeah, that's a good one. That one will stick around for a while. Yeah.
How was y'all's trip?
It was fantastic, other than the weather Saturday and Sunday, which limited our sightseeing a little bit. But we had a great time. It's beautiful out there. We were fortunate enough to take our kids. My daughter's a sophomore at Clemson, and so it was just a great experience for all of us. The game was amazing.
Oh, that's awesome. I'm glad you guys enjoyed it. And, boy, your daughter's got some stories to tell. Y'all's grandkids one day about her experience in national championships at Clemson, no doubt. That's really cool.
Yes, she does.
Donna, thanks for calling. I'm glad y'all made it back safe. Thanks for calling in. And y'all have a great day today.
Thank you.
All righty.
Go Tigers.
All righty. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. I think I missed a little bit of the little old Clemson stuff. I might have missed what he was trying to say. Maybe I heard what I wanted to hear rather than what he was saying. And a texter makes a good point. Regarding little old Clemson, Ohio State, 68,000 students. Georgia, 38,000 students. Alabama, 38,000 students. Appalachian State, 19,000. Clemson, 19,000. Oklahoma, 22,000. So, you use what you use. Anybody, you put it this way, Zach. Let me ask you this. You know Dabo Swinney. Every single Monday night, you get to be around Dabo Swinney for the call-in show. There is no more genuine, more authentic. What you see every time is what you get. And that doesn't matter. That didn't happen. I'll tell you, the flight attendant that was with us, she flew the team back, and she's at the complex we were at yesterday waiting on the team to get there. Alabama flew it right before us, and Clemson was going to be right behind us. And she said, look, I fly these teams all over the place, the Major League Baseball teams and NBA teams and NFL teams. And she said, there is no more genuine, no nicer people than what you have here, and especially what Dabo and Kathleen are. So I tell you what's really bad in this world is that we're so cynical that all the negativity that's around us, that when you meet someone like Dabo and Kathleen, you're thinking there's no way that somebody can be that nice.
It wasn't a question of calling him, you know, calling into his character and his genuine nature. For me, at least, it was just Clemson's a football superpower. He's finding a way to motivate his team, finding a way to motivate his player. I get it. His staff, you don't want complacency to set in. Make no bones about it. Clemson is a football superpower on the national stage. They
Absolutely.
Are a blue blood of college football.
Absolutely.
And it rings a little hollow sometimes. To try to put them anything below that.
It's not a hollow because the reason he says that is for a purpose. Dabo Swinney does not believe that Clemson's not a blue blood in college football.
I don't believe he that. I'm
right.
with you.
So but that's not a hollow deal. There are motivations to say. You got to understand one thing. Every time we say something, not everybody, every time, because a lot of times I say stuff that I don't realize who my audience is. Somebody at this level, he realizes who his audience is. And sometimes the message is different depending on who your audience is. That didn't talk about someone's authenticity. It talks about someone's intelligence for realizing who your audience
Again,
is.
Again, I didn't question that.
No, but the caller just sounded like, I don't know, man.
I heard what you wanted to hear about.
I missed the whole call. I missed the whole point of the whole call. It went way over my head. I'm not smart enough to understand what the guy's trying to say.
I was still focused on the In-N-Out Burger part of that call.
Me too, and the French fries.
Animal style on the fries.
That's right, right. No doubt about that. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Keep sending your text in. I got so many of them. It's great to read all these. We'll try to get to a lot of them off the air here. So the stories are great, and I'm glad everybody's, from what I can tell, everybody made it back great, and it's great to see you there. I do want to tell you about our friends at Harbin Lumber. Remember the number, 353-5053, 353-5053. Let Harbin Lumber take care of you. If you're a full-service lumber yard, They're going to meet you. They're going to sit down with you, learn more about your niche and how they can help you. They can help you all out there. And one of the ways they do it is they help you manage and be more efficient with your time and your money. HarbinLumber.com. Harbin Lumber. Remember the number, 353-5053. Let me get Stevie. Stevie, unfortunately, I got about a minute before Tony Morrell after the break. But good morning, man. I hope you're doing well this morning.
Doing well, man. Just real quick, I think what Dabo's trying to say is that, you know, little old coach from Pelham, Alabama, that he constantly says, and Clemson, where pundits aren't usually picking us to do much. That's what I think he's saying. He's saying, but hey, look, you know, we weren't supposed to be here, but we are here. You know, this is little old us, and we're kind of knocking on the door to the potential dynasty. He isn't willing to try to admit anything there, but he's hungry to go get it. That's why I think he's coming.
As a former walk-on, to always have that chip, to always have to work a little bit harder to get whatever you get and not anything given to you. Clemson's not a blue blood in the terms of Southern Cal and Texas and Ohio State and Michigan. They're blue blood now because they're the Hunter Renfros of the world. They work hard as a walk-on to earn that status rather than being born on third base.
Exactly. And as a former walk-on and walk right back off the field, I appreciate that. So,
no doubt.
I'll talk to you guys.
Steven, have a great day, man. Appreciate you tuning in. Make more sense, I hope, Bazak, out of all of that. We'll take a